Adira Finance, particularly later, probably Hafid can add. This year we expect a positive, small positive growth for two wheels and four wheels. Not a big one, but it's a small one, between 2 to 3% for two wheels and 5 to 6% for four wheels. Up to first quarter, I think four wheels doing very well, in line with our expectation, but for the motorcycle. So with that, I think I do hope that we can see a much better momentum, particularly for the two wheelers. Altogether, Adira Finance, we expect the growth about 3 to 5% this year, compared to last year -5%. So with this is what underlying when we talk about the growth between 8 to 10%, excluding micro loan. That's the first thing. Second thing about net interest margin, is it sustainable? Look at that current, I would say that cost of fund is already bottom. That's my view. We don't expect central bank will cut rate further, but I think on the other hand, that's our expectation. Our economists expect this year is a small increase. Despite it's small, it's about 25 bps benchmark rate increase this year. Now with that, I don't think it will impact the business very much if central bank increase the rate, because currently interest rate is at the lowest, historically at the lowest level. So another high of say 25%, I don't think it will be impact much to the business or particular loan growth. Now, will that impact much on the net interest margin? 9.4% net interest margin. If we are talking about 5 years ago, yeah, I think it's still room to grow. But if we're talking about today, when LFI in the system, in the banking industry system, already 90-92%, I would say 9.4% margin is very high. So we do expect margin compression, actually, not because central bank cut rate, but because of the loan growth and competition for the next 3 years. Now, for Dynamon particularly, due to our asset mix change, used to expect just net interest margin, I think the trend will follow the mix of the asset, but cost of credit will do the same. Another angle is our OPEX will follow the same trend. So net, when you look at the entire DuPont, either the NIM, risk-adjusted NIM, OPEX to asset, it will be accretive or positive to our return on asset. Because just look at the NIM, if you don't look at the cost-to-income ratio improvement, I think we miss one part, which is we work very hard, not only looking how to improve our loan growth, particularly to boost the non-mass market, we also looking at our cost of credit, but also another very important item is fee income and OPEX. So this all, I think, for Dynamon case, I would say it's all element we are working very hard to make sure there is an improvement. You want to add?
I think the key focus of the management team is we don't want to be a one-shot wonder. We want something to be what we build to be sustainable. So what Vera says, the last point is very, very important, is we're not working on one particular line on the balance sheet or on our P&L. All round, over the last 2 years, we've operated with a very high sense of urgency to bring productivity, lower OPEX that's sustainable, to bring down our NPLs, cost of credit, and we've bucked the industry trend. Industry trend for the first quarter went up, we went down. OPEX the same. We continue to maintain OPEX under like a very, very, in a very disciplined manner. On NIM, I would like to comment that NIM is a function of several things. One is interest rate. Second is the way we are collecting our deposits, the way we are paying for them. Today, what we pay for them clearly is much lower than before, and we're focusing a lot more on CASA and our lower cost time deposits. With that, our cost of funds have dropped. But more interestingly is where we worry, and I think that will have an impact on NIM, is really the loan yields. I don't think the loan yields are going to go up. For the segments that we're going into, if we can hold our loan yields where they are today, our margins will continue to be rich and one of the best in the industry. So just bear in mind, NIM isn't just a function of loan yields alone, a function of several things which we are managing at the same time. We've done very well for the first quarter in terms of the NIM and being able to hold on to our loan yields.
The last one is on cost of credit. Cost of credit guidance, right?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. So I think the story on cost of credit, we just need to understand a few things. Some of this is actions we took in the past, which now you're seeing a good full year impact of. So whether it was running off the ABF portfolio, running off new-to-bank UPL portfolio, taking the actions we took in SAM to run off part of the portfolio. So a lot of that, a lot of those management actions that you saw us take last year, now you're starting to see the full year impact. So there is definitely room for improvement in cost of credit this year, and you're seeing it in Q1. That said, the environment is still, to my mind, a little bit uncertain. So we putting a lot of emphasis on our collections and basically making sure that we stay on top of this. So we're not going to rest on our laurels. We're going to work really hard to make sure that our numbers stay within the bandwidth that we have sort of defined for ourselves. Thirdly, I think what is you're going to see, what could change, depending, I think, is the Adira finance story. So ADMF, if you start seeing growth creeping up, which we would hope to see as well, you will see a slight creep up in cost of credit as the Adira book grows. Now that we will still have yet to see how the two-wheeler market rebounds this year, plus how post-Labaran, whether people who basically a lot of our clients' business models are impacted by Labaran. If they have a successful Labaran, then we will see a lower cost of credit for the second half of the year. So there are still a few factors out there, but generally there's, in my view, there's enough actions that we've taken as a bank last year, which is giving us the improvement in the COC for this year throughout the year. So I think you will continue to see the improvement, barring a few of the items I just mentioned that could change things basically during the second half.
Thank you, Patnan. Next question. Good. Please state also your name and company.
Hi, my name is Hano from Ashmore. I have two questions on capital structure. Number one is, if I calculate your balance sheet leverage, it's only 4 point something. What is the optimum level, and is there any structural reason on why Danamon balance sheet leverage tend to be lower compared to peers? And second one is on your operational risk charge. Is there any specific reasons on why your capital charge is at 6%, which is, I think, considerably higher compared to peers? Thank you. On balance sheet leverage, why is it so low, and what's the optimum level, and what's the plan? Thank you.
Let me answer number two first. It's much easier. Operational risk. Operational risk here calculation, okay, it's a bit technical. Currently, all banks, they use what we call basic indicator approach. Basic indicator approach is very simple. You just take 15% of operating income. So whatever the bank, you just take operating income times 15%, and the capital charge is about 12.5%. Because we are high margin business, operating income is higher. Bigger than, because the high margin translate to higher operating income. So that's how you see our operational risk charge relatively higher compared to bank like probably BCA in terms of percentage, where they are low margin. Yeah, it's a formula driven.
It does not reflect, it does not mean that our operational risks are higher than other banks.
This is this is just a formula. If you want, we can email to you the detail. Now on the balance sheet.
I think that I'll take
okay.
I think generally over the years, if you look back all the way up to 5, 6, or even 7 years, Danamon has traditionally been more conservative than other banks. You notice that we've always consistently been one of the better capitalized banks in the sector. So the downside is ROE could be better, right? Because capital is over what we need. And that is something that we're working on at the moment. And that also is that something that we did last year was to increase our dividend payout ratio by 5%. But what we do is every time we think about doing something, we always think in terms of sustainability. We don't want to do something where after a year or two we change direction and it doesn't create a kind of consistency or sustainability that is important to us. So you can expect that as our loan book grow, we will be using more of that capital. So you can expect that the leverage will go up. But it will not be along the same leverage as the ones that are in Book 3. Some of them have leveraged themselves quite substantially. We will still continue to remain prudent, and ROE is important to us. So there are many ways to look at how to derive higher ROE. One of the ways is through capital management measures. But that, like I said, that doesn't mean we're going to reduce that doesn't mean that we're going to leverage our capital much, much higher than what we're doing today.
Yeah. I think just to add, in terms of risk-weighted asset, for Adira Finance and microloan, Adira Finance counts 35% of our total loan today, micro 7%. The risk weighted is only 75%. So if you follow OJK rule currently, for loan facility below or up to 1 billion rupiah, risk weighted asset is 75%. So this applies to micro loan and Adira Finance portfolio. Our SME is 100% already because the facility is more than 1 billion rupiah. I think that's another factor also, I think, why the risk-weighted asset also compared to other banks is low.
Okay. Next question. I think we have one up front.
Thank you. My name is Angga from Trimaga. I have two questions about your loan growth. I noticed from your presentation that there was a 6% Q-on-Q SME loan growth. Can you give us more color about from which sectors and the purpose, whether it is for investment or working capital? And secondly, about your mortgage loan growth, also 6% Q-on-Q. Can you give us more color about the growth itself? Or whether did you offer some promotional rates during earlier this year, and whether the loan itself is being used for end user buying their homes for their living or investors? Thank you.